Welcome to Convos from the Couch by LifeStance Health, where leading mental health professionals help guide you on your journey to a healthier, more fulfilling life. Hello, everyone. I'm Nicolette Lianza, and on this episode, I'm excited to be talking with Cora Elkerton, and she'll be sharing with us her experience as a person with ADHD, as well as being a parent to a child with ADHD. So welcome, Cora. Great to have you on.
Thank you so much, Nikki. It's a pleasure to be on today.
Tell us a little bit about your role at LifeStance.
Absolutely. So I thankfully have the opportunity to be our Director of Talent Acquisition, supporting all of our clinical support folks. So all of our front office individuals, all the way through to our leadership teams, and really supporting our caregivers, our clinicians, in doing their best work to support patients.
Definitely an important role.
Absolutely.
Yes. And thank you for doing it so well. Appreciate
it.
Oh,
thank you. It's a pleasure.
Tell us about your experiences that led you to being diagnosed with ADHD as an adult.
Yeah, absolutely. I think throughout adulthood, something was different. For me, something just felt different. Why wasn't life as easy for me? I say easy in quotations, comparative to my colleagues, my peers, those individuals around me. And then I had my oldest, and when he turned about 3, I started noticing some symptoms. And over the next 3 years, I worked with his pediatrician, and ultimately, he ended up being diagnosed with ADHD combined presentation. And then my youngest came around and I started noticing symptoms in her as well. And so she was diagnosed last year as well, ADHD combined, leaning a little bit towards the more hyperactive end of things, but officially combined. And thankfully, to our partners that we work with, they were doing a study here to determine how is it parenting a child with potentially having ADHD as the parent. And finally, something clicked for me in realizing I may have it. And to put some symptoms to that, my role deals with a lot of heavy, thought-intensive work. In order for us to bring the best talent, I have to go dig for those individuals. And that requires a lot of detailed attention time and focus. And that was very difficult for me. And I ended up finding myself working 10, 12, 14, sometimes 16 hours a day and into the weekend in order to get my work accomplished. And it took a significant amount of time. And then procrastination, I call myself jokingly a procrastination queen. But when that due date comes up, I can power through that work like nobody's business. My husband used to really struggle because if I had a paper due, I could get it done in a night and it would be really great work. And he is the opposite. It takes him time to get thought to paper. And so he would always just be quite jealous of that. So
you're great at last minute being able to like check out the work.
Yes, exactly. So things just finally came together. Certainly, I'm not a hyperactive person, but I am a little nerdy and I enjoy Legos. So if you put a Lego set in front of me or a puzzle, I can sit and focus on that for hours.
Yeah.
But give me something that's very thought intensive and it's a struggle.
Often with ADHD, we think it's deficits of attention, but it's just attentional differences. So for you, put a puzzle, put Legos in front of you, boom, you're hyper focused on those potentially, right?
Yes, exactly.
But other things you recognize, okay, that's going to be a little bit harder for me to really attend my attention to. So,
correct. So
you definitely recognize that about yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are some of the other biggest challenges of having ADHD as an adult, and how do you manage your symptoms?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the overwhelm, one of the things that I have really come to recognize through my own journey is A neurotypical individual, say for instance, I need to take a shower. That's the thought process itself. They get up and they go take a shower. Whereas for someone like me, taking a shower is breaking it down into each of the individual parts, and that becomes very overwhelming. And so getting undressed, picking my next outfit, washing my hair, doing all the things that you need to do in the shower, getting out, getting dried off, getting dressed, combing my hair. And so that task then becomes a mountain of effort. And that's just very overwhelming. And so some of the tips and tricks that I really utilize, list making is really my go-to, because I can put that right next to me and I write it down. And that, A, I won't forget it. Mm-hmm. It'll still remain. But it's also that task checking off and highlighting, okay, yeah, I'm done. That's a dopamine hit.
Yeah.
Oh, I accomplished that. Or for instance, in my inbox at work, I don't move an email out until I've completed that task.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just little things like that. It's a double check to myself. But it's also, if I don't write something down, I'm going to forget it, because it's very much, as kids, we had that magic paper that you'd write on and you lift it up and it's empty and that's it.
Right.
And that's how my brain works. And so it's a lot of memorization tips or tricks to help myself keep accountable for the things that I need to complete.
So I think that's the key word you just used there, keeping yourself accountable for what you need to complete. And and that you have a system in place to help you do that. Sounds like lots of to-do lists, things like that.
Yeah.
And it probably took some time for you to recognize that's what works for you as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the thing, is every ADHD individual has very different needs. And a list may be very overwhelming for someone else. For me, that's what works. And my husband, I'm pretty sure, also has it. And he's not an organizational type. Whereas me, that's how I keep myself accountable. So it's very different. But
yeah,
I'm thankful it works for me.
And I like that you're emphasizing is that it could be different for different people with ADHD. Mm-hmm. What works for you might not necessarily work for your husband. And then that's okay. It's about your husband probably trying to figure out what works best for him then.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's all trial and error.
Definitely. Share with us some of your experiences parenting a child with ADHD. Any advice or tips or tricks you would like to give to parents?
Oh my goodness. Yes. I think I went through a behavioral parenting training this last year, and one of the things that really helped me was reminding myself, my children are equally struggling with their own tasks. And so one of the biggest things that I would advise parents is, when you're offering a task to your child, take a breath before reminding them. Because you have to remember, just as much as you struggle with interacting with those around you, they are doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so I have to frequently remind myself when I say, hey, can you go do this? And they don't acknowledge me. It's because their brain is somewhere else. Right. And I have to get their attention first for them to acknowledge. And then just letting it sink in. Hey, can you go get your dirty clothes? Take a breath, let it sink in and funnel. They don't acknowledge me. Hey, did you hear what I said? No. Okay. Can you go get your clothes for me?
Gotcha.
And then it's also breaking up tasks. Morning time is often a struggle for us because there's a lot of things that need to be accomplished before they head off to school. When my oldest comes in, hey, did you brush your teeth? No. Did you put on deodorant? No. Can you go do those things for me, please? And it's also reinforcing the positivity. We as ADHDers have a lot of negative inputs because we're frequently being reminded of the things that we're not accomplishing or that we're not as good at. And so I always try to positively reinforce them in any way that I can, even if it's something simple. Thank you so much for putting your plate away in the sink. Thank you so much for putting your shoes away in the right space. Because on the flip side, it's always, hey, can you stop putting your shoes in the wrong place? So it's right, that reframing. Right. Because otherwise, it's just constant negativity.
So, my gosh, those are great tips for parents, because it can get very frustrating for parents who are maybe finding themselves repeatedly asking a child to do whatever tasks. But if they can step back and recognize that, especially if you're a parent with ADHD and what your struggles are like, to give that same sensitivity to your child, to step back, take a breath, and to reward the positives that they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I found myself getting so irritated when they wouldn't acknowledge and they wouldn't listen. And reframing my own emotional response was crucial. Mm-hmm. And I found after learning this that my own irritation reduced, which is huge for my own stress level and my own anxieties. It's such a little thing, but such a big thing at mm-hmm. the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Any other takeaways you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think patience is certainly something that's really crucial when thinking about going through a journey like this. It's so much trial and error and finding what works, what doesn't work, how to work and survive in a world where your brain works differently. And so I think there are so many resources available through various means with the different organizations, social media, what have you, and don't be afraid to reach out. Even myself, if you see me on social media and you're struggling, I'm available. I want to help others, especially our women ADHDers. I'm here and a resource, and don't be afraid. I think that's the biggest thing. It's okay. You're normal, right?
Oh my gosh, Cora, thank you. I think you're emphasizing, go ahead, ask for help. And that you'd be willing to be a resource for others to help guide them too. So my gosh, thank you.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me, for letting me have this platform. It's such an important piece to me in advocating for women's health, especially for neurodivergencies.
Definitely. Thank you again, Cora.
Thank you, Nikki.
I'd also like to thank the team behind podcasts, Jason Clayton, Juliana Whitten, and Chris Kelman. With a special thank you to Jason Clayton for editing our episodes. Thank you again for listening to Convos from the Couch. Take care, everyone.